Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 9th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today we're going to use a rather unusual text with a rather unusual title for a message. We call today's message, and it's from the text actually, Firmly Embedded Nails. The text is Ecclesiastes 12, 11 and 12.
The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body.
When we lived in New England, we enjoyed going to the Christian Book Distributor Warehouse Sale. Many of you are familiar with CBD due to their mailings and extensive website. It's an interesting example of entrepreneurship. Stephen and his brother Ray Hendrickson, the founders of the company, whose father was a pastor, both attended CBC, the same small Midwestern Bible college Brooksie and I went to a few years earlier.
CBD began as a small family affair when in 1978, Stephen Hendrickson, the older of the two brothers, decided to start a mail order business to earn a little extra money while attending Bible college. Orders poured in, which soon caused the driveway, the bedrooms, and the garage of their small house on a dead-end street in Lynn, Massachusetts, to overflow with boxes of books. It's grown from a small operation in their dad's garage to one of the largest operations of its kind in the world.
They have a huge distribution center about 20 miles north of Boston, and several times a year they open it up for a warehouse sale. People come from all over for this event, thousands of people, some sleeping overnight in their cars in the parking lot. The place is mobbed, and I partly enjoyed it for the overall observation that fellow Christians really are nice people, even under stress, at least for the most part.
Well, books of all types are available, and since people keep writing and publishing books, there's always more. Our daily text has a phrase that certainly continues to prove true. And I quote, of making many books, there is no end, end quote. This was written some 3,000 years ago, long before the printing press. Today, I'm astounded at how many books are being published on every imaginable subject.
Well, what's the point in today's verse? It seems to me that the words of the wise and the collected sayings are the scriptures encased within the Word of God. The one shepherd ultimately gives them, and their truths act as goats or pointed sticks, prodding us on to live in the right way.
They're like firmly embedded nails in our lives. What a powerful word picture for any of us who have ever tried to remove a nail that is firmly embedded in a piece of wood, especially when it's a rusty old nail. But just like embedded nails, may the principles of God's Word be firmly embedded in our minds and in our hearts.
The book of Ecclesiastes ends with this powerful truth that completes the thought. I quote, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Always keep this in mind as you live for Jesus today and allow His Word to be as firmly embedded nails.
Let's pray together. Father, we're grateful for the Scriptures that make us wise unto salvation. For the godly wisdom that plants us in the fertile soil of Christian fruitfulness. When tempted to look to the wisdom of man or expertise based on godless counsel, prompt us instead to look to You, our wonderful Counselor. Prod us on to live according to the ancient words authored by You, our one Shepherd, as we live out our lives in this world. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, March 9th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. You go to our site today, you'll see we have a number of different photos, including some of the CBD warehouse in Massachusetts. But my favorite photo on the site today is actually a picture of two firmly embedded nails that really illustrate the point. We have a suggested song today that we feel goes with the message called Ancient Words. And I do want to point out here at the conclusion that having mentioned CBD, Daily Encouragement Net, Roxanne and I, that's us, we are an affiliate of CBD, and that means that a small commission is paid to us for any items that may be purchased from CBD when you use a link from our website. Regular listeners and regular readers know we don't hawk stuff. Periodically, we find materials that we feel relate to the message and may be helpful, and we'll place up a link to that item as well as on our site each day, just down below, a regular static link that just links to that. And we would appreciate if you happen to order online and use CBD, if you just remember to go to that link, it will help us without costing you any more at all. Have a blessed day today and continue to let God's Word be like firmly embedded nails in your life.